possible trailers that we might be seeing this weekend during the Super Bowl. Welcome back to another episode, Nerds. I am Dustin. You might know me as Generally Nerdy, but this is where you get your pop culture, entertainment, and nerd news headlines once a week, right now, twice a week if you count the live show. But either way, this episode is huge. Honestly, we have probably the most optimistic rumor mill we've had in a long time. So stick around to the end of the video for the rumor mill. And then we have in TV streaming, we have a couple of promising trailers to talk about. We have a whole bunch of music to get out of the way, as well as an update on the Joe Rogan situation. NASA is taking us back to the moon. All kinds of exciting stuff. So before we can get into the exciting stuff, we do have a little bit of housekeeping to get out of the way. And that is that I misspoke at the beginning of the last episode. If you are watching the YouTube channel, then that means we are in season 4. Everything else is in season 2, save for the audio, the main audio outlet, which is in season 3. So yeah, that's where we are. But that's the only real housekeeping we have. Now we're moving into TV streaming. This is probably the biggest section of the entire thing, mostly because we have so many follow-ups. So let's start there. Goosebumps, the series that we talked about potentially happening over a year ago, is now actually happening. The IP is getting a series on Disney Plus. Just the first season has been officially ordered by Disney Plus. This is going to be a little bit different from the 90s version of this show, which was an anthology series. This is going to be one story throughout, so it's going to tell a narrative from the beginning to the end of the series. Or of the season, rather. Yeah, it's finally rolling forward. So let's move right along. Next, we're talking about the CW. We got some pilots ordered, not actual full series just yet, but we do have pilots ordered for the Winchester's prequel series to Supernatural, as well as Gotham Knights, not to be confused with the Gotham Knights game that is going to be happening. This one's interesting. This does still deal with the death of Batman, but it deals with what is being billed as Batman's adopted son. So which version of Robin that is, we won't know until the pilot launches. But the Batman's adoptive son teaming up with the children of the Rogues Gallery to clear their names because they're being accused of killing Batman. So, interesting premise. We'll see if they can pull that off because the CW is dying, but you know, that is what it is. So next follow-up, we have X-Men 97. We do have confirmation now that it will pick up from the end of the original animated cartoon. We also have announcements for voice casting. We have Cal Dodd, Lenore Zahn, George Buza, Allison Seeley Smith, Chris Potter, Catherine Disher, Adrian Hugh, and Christopher Britton all reprising their vocal roles in the series. So these were the things that we were worried about. Our worries are being relieved, as it were. So very, very exciting news there. And then we have one real quick follow-up on the Foundation series over on Apple Plus. Season 2 is happening, so catch up on Foundation, won't you? And then let's get into trailers. We have the Boys spinoff animated series gave us our first trailer, kind of, I think. Diabolical is the name of the series. You can find the link down in the description. It's weird. And not in like the way you would expect from The Boys as far as the live action series goes. Just weird on its own. Yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. So our next trailer is also kind of not really a trailer. It's just the first few minutes of the next season of The Orville, which we've been waiting a few years for at this point. It also kind of got pushed back. We're now expecting it to come out in June, so June 2nd, when originally it was announced as coming out March 10th. So not the biggest pushback, because it is still this year, but it is pushed back. So, and then our final trailer to talk about is Marvelous Miss Maisel season 4 trailer finally launched. We have February 18th. 18th is when this series is going to be coming back to Amazon Prime, and I cannot wait because it is one of my favorite Prime series. Let's move on, shall we? So in news, a series that we haven't talked about previously, but is now getting a second season, is Reacher. We haven't talked about it because it's only been active on Prime for, I think, like maybe a week. A little early in the life cycle of this new Reacher series, if you don't know, this is the third actor to play Jack Reacher, originally Tom Cruise and then John Krasinski, and now the guy's name escapes me, I apologize, Alan Ritchson, who you will recognize as Aquaman from Smallville, also Hawk from Titans, is now playing Jack Reacher. Really interesting that these new series, this and then Yellowstone and 1883, have this kind of like conservative values kind of thing going, and they're the ones that are doing the best. Yeah, maybe that's a thing to take note of, maybe. I don't know, but it is what it is, so we're moving on. Next piece has to do with a new series that's been announced, Tales of the Walking Dead. We have an anthological series coming out in the Walking Dead universe. This is probably to fill the gap between the end of season 10 or 11. I can't remember. We're in season 11, right? This is the final season. So season 11, between the end of season 11 and then the Carol Darrell show that is going to be happening post season 11, which the season finale of season 11 is supposed to be a backdoor pilot for. So that could be interesting. Interesting as well. So far we are in casting stage for the Tales of the Walking Dead, and so far we have cast Terry Crews, Poppy Liu, Parker Posey, Anthony Edwards, and Julian Bell, all potentially for maybe the same episode, maybe different episodes. Each of them are going to be starring in their own episode of this anthology series. We won't know because they haven't told us yet. We'll keep tabs on that because great, great universe to live in, that Walking Dead universe. And then that brings us to suggestions for the TV streaming section. We have Marvelous Miss Maisel and The Orville. If you have not caught up on those, I highly, highly suggest you do that because both of those series are fantastic in their own right. Honestly, some of the best freaking television around are those two series. And if you have caught up on those, then by all means finish Peacemaker on HBO Max because also quality stuff. I just love John Cena as Peacemaker, and these 7 episodes are perfect. So freaking good. Anyway, moving right along. Now we are into the movies section. Movies is short, so let's knock this bad boy out. Follow-ups in the movies section. We have a follow-up on Fight Club. The Chinese version of Fight Club has been restored to what we saw in theaters here in the States. There was some backlash. Chuck Palahniuk was like, I don't understand the backlash. My books have been banned all over my home country of America for ages at this point. So when China does it, all of a sudden it's bad. I don't get it. Also of note, I think we talked about this when we talked about it originally, but the Chinese ending is kind of a little bit more accurate to the book in certain ways. So maybe not the police catching everyone part, but definitely what they did to Jack. Yeah, that's more accurate to the book version than the actual movie. So whatever. Restored. So if you're in China, you can watch the actual Fight Club movie. We have news. First, another follow-up. So we'll get to that one to get that one out of the way. And that is Scream has announced that there is going to be another Scream movie. So we're going to have 6 Scream movies before the end of everything and potentially more. But right now we're only signed up for 6. Officially happening. And then my favorite piece of news for the movie section is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde starring Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard is probably one of my favorite comedians of all time, honestly. And for those that don't know, they, I think, is preferred pronouns there, have come out as trans forever ago. If you didn't know Eddie Izzard was trans, you weren't paying attention, because he does most of his stand-ups in as a woman. So there, I apologize, I'm misgendering, whatever. So the reason this is significant to the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde story is it's going to be a trans version of the story. So Dr. Jekyll is going to be female, so Eddie as female, and then Mr. Hyde is going to be male, so Eddie as male. That's how great of a opportunity for a great actor, great comedian. Oh my, I'm super, super excited for this one. Not gonna lie, I think it's gonna be great just because Eddie Izzard is great. That is all we have for this section, except for suggestions. So, movie suggestions celebrating the Fight Club change in China. Go watch Fight Club, because it's probably the best movie ever made. And if you want to have that conversation because you don't agree with me, let's have that in the comments. But yeah, Fight Club, fantastic movie. If you haven't watched it for a while, it's worth it. Go do that. Let's move on into Rumor Mill. So we do have a confirmation of a rumor that we honestly didn't really talk about before. That confirmation is for Halo Infinite. There was a leak for this weekend, this coming weekend, starting February 11th. There is going to be a big tournament, so there are going to be Twitch drops. Those Twitch drops leaked between last episode and this episode, and just this morning, as I was getting ready to film, they got confirmed. So, yeah, confirmed Halo Infinite Twitch drops. If you are looking for this stuff, I mean, I'm kind of not super excited about all of it, but some of those weapon skins, pretty awesome. All right, so rumors, and then we have, we're not giving percentages to these rumors, so we're just going to hit these real quick. Possible trailers that we might be seeing this weekend during the Super Bowl. We have Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Makes sense. Lightyear, this one just happened, honestly. They just gave us what was supposed to theoretically come out this weekend, so that's already confirmed as well. And then we have Moon Knight might be dropping a second trailer during the Super Bowl, which would also make sense. So let's get into the actual rumors that we need to give percentages to. By this point, you're probably wondering why I haven't brought up Madame Web. Well, we're bringing Madame Web up now here in the Rumor Mill because none of the news that we've been receiving over the last few days, last week roughly, has been officially announced. It is all still speculation. It's all still rumor. It's all still quote unquote leaks. So what am I talking about? If you haven't heard, Madame Web is supposed to be the next Sony Spider-less universe movie that goes into production. Though I think Spider-Woman probably is going to beat it to the punch, but everyone is losing their mind about Madame Web because supposedly Dakota Johnson is now in talks to play the titular character. So some people who haven't read comic books are a little up in arms because Dakota Johnson isn't really old, and all they've seen of Madame Web is that she's a very old character. So that's actually a very small subsection of the people who are upset about this announcement. The other main subsect of people is Dakota Johnson isn't blind. There are other blind actresses out there. So that should be, well, if all of those other blind actresses had the same pull or the same ability as Dakota Johnson, not saying she's a great actress, but like, I mean, let's be real here. Hollywood is about making money, so you gotta put a big name in a big role, right? That is the way of business, and business is good right now for Spider-Man and for Sony and the Spider-less universe. So, this is all very much rumor, but we have some pretty solid sources reporting on it as it is going to be a thing. So we are giving this, all of this together, that A, Madame Web is going to be a movie that Sony does, and B, that Dakota Johnson, even the rumor doesn't say that Dakota Johnson is going to be Madame Web. It just says that she is in discussions to possibly play Madame Web. So that, yeah, 80% that those two things are factual. Then we're switching over to the CW ever so briefly for Booster Gold rumor. The Flash is supposed to have a Booster Gold in season 7. Donald Faison has recently announced that he is going to be playing a secret character in season 7. So the rumor is that was eventually going to follow those two announcements. Donald Faison is going to be Booster Gold. I don't see why not. They've done plenty of other things in this vein in the Arrowverse, especially on Flash. Three very large characters in the Flash mythos have been race swapped, so why wouldn't they do that to Booster Gold as well? Sure, I'm giving this one 70% just because it is pretty predominant, though, again, not a whole lot of really solid leakers are saying this. We have the current Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness rumors kicking about now too. This round of rumors for these new cameos, we're talking about Vin Diesel's version of Black Bolt is said to be making a cameo in the movie, as well as Professor X as played by Patrick Stewart. So the Patrick Stewart rumor we've addressed previously, this is just a new source, 75% likely for Patrick Stewart. I'm going to go 50-50 on Vin Diesel, about 50%. We're starting in the middle because we don't know which way it's headed, because this is the first we've heard about this cameo, and it's kind of a 50-50 kind of source too. So yeah, we're going right in the middle because we don't know which way this one's headed just yet. Then we have a Call of Duty rumor. This is actually a movie rumor, not a game rumor. Call of Duty is supposedly going to be the video game movie that The Rock has alluded to recently as being his next project. So Mortal Kombat fans, maybe it's a sigh of relief that he's not going to be Shao Kahn. Maybe you're upset that he's not going to be Shao Kahn. Let's talk about that. The Rock as Shao Kahn. I mean, it's still potentially possible because we don't know what Mortal Kombat 2 is going to bring, but let's talk about The Rock as Shao Kahn down in the comments, shall we? This rumor does come from a pretty solid leaker. So again, we're going to go 60%. It is only one source that is saying that that is what it is, but it's one that has a pretty good track record. So we're going 60% on this one. Next is a Star Wars rumor, Andor, the series that is coming to Disney Plus that they are currently working on. That is, honestly, they're currently in post-production, I believe, so working on all the special effects and such. We will be seeing Andor soon. I believe it is actually this year, by fall, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, the rumor around this is that we are going to be getting a second season. Stellan Skarsgård, who is in the series, recently said in an interview that he has Dune 2 to film next, and then straight from there, he's going into the next season of Andor. Which is very strange, because everyone assumed this was going to be a one-off season, because everyone dies in the Rogue One movie that it's leading up to. So presumably this implies that it's going to be further back in time than we initially anticipated, which is kind of cool. But because this is coming from Stellan Skarsgård, who is again in the series, we're giving this one a 75% likelihood. I didn't give it higher than that because actors don't always know this far in advance what their project is going to be two projects out. So he could have been confused. I don't think that's the case. I do think that we are going to be getting a second season, which is why it's so high. But either way, 75%. And then we have an actual gaming rumor, and this has to do with the Batman Arkham series. Supposedly, according to a leak given to us by a wonderful European online store, the Arkham Collection, which is going to be the Rocksteady trilogy of Batman games, not Arkham Origins, but the Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight, those three games are going to be released in a bundle for the Nintendo Switch. And the rumor is specific in saying that it's going to be coming out in August. I'm giving this one an 80% chance. Every time a leak like this happens and I don't go at least this high, I kind of end up eating crow. So that's the direction we're going here. 80% likely that we will be seeing the Arkham Collection on the Switch. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation in comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.